interests. This insurance salesman posed a question to President Obama at a town hall in Belgrade, Montana yesterday.
Why is it that you've changed your strategy from talking about health care reform to health insurance reform and decided to vilify the insurance companies?
Okay, that's a fair question.
The health care debate moves to Grand Junction, Colorado today. The president will ask that Americans turn down the volume on the rhetoric. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch warns against stifling debate. In the GOP weekly address, he urged folks to let their voices be heard.
Republicans in Congress agree with the majority of Americans who believe that just throwing more taxpayer dollars at a problem will not deliver meaningful reform.
The Taliban sending a deadly message to Afghans a week before their presidential elections. ABC's Jim Sciutto in Kabul, where at least 7 people were killed, 90 wounded by a car bomber who drove through several security checkpoints to the front gates of NATO's headquarters.
The explosion shook downtown Kabul, stripping trees of their branches and sending shrapnel hundreds of yards away. A lone suicide car bomber striking right at the heart of the capital. The bomb was very, very powerful, an eyewitness told us, like an earthquake.
Webb of Virginia is in Myanmar and may have secured the release of American democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. California Governor Schwarzenegger heads the wildfire zone in Santa Cruz County today. The flames have forced hundreds of people to flee. Battalion Chief Mike Marcucci.
The biggest challenge right now is resources. We're competing with other fires in the state, and the wind has switched around on us 180 degrees, so we're dealing with that.
Now, Maida County, the Coral Fire, dangerously close to a major interstate. You're listening to ABC News.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Woodstock, 40 years ago this weekend. It's been called a defining moment for a generation. ABC's David Blaustein takes a look back.
Woodstock creator Michael Lang knew his music festival would make an important statement.
We were part of a counterculture that was really involved with politics and with social issues.
But becoming maybe the most significant pop cultural event of the 20th century.
We didn't know that then, but that's how it turned out.
Lang put together a musical lineup for the ages. And there was also the drugs.
Everybody's vibrating.
Speeches by the likes of Abby Hoffman.
That's the politics of the situation.
Protest music. And one iconic moment after iconic moment forever associated with Woodstock. David Blaustein, ABC News.
Video games that teach as well as entertain. There's one that lets you call the shots on the swine flu epidemic.
You are the leader of the world pandemic control, and a new pandemic is imminent.
The Great Flu video game, giving people the power to fight swine flu online. Albert Austerhaus is head of virology at Rotterdam's Erasmus Medical Center.
What you do as a player is you're going to combat this particular virus that's spreading worldwide.
Players have been given lots of tools to do it. You can implement antivirals or even vaccines because
the fate of the world depends on you.
Linda Albin, ABC News.
Tropical storm Anna pushing westward toward the Caribbean. It's the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. This is ABC News.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country.
Live a more streaming life with Identity Guard. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com.
Joan Bennett, ABC News.
From the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL, here's the Saturday forecast. We'll have partly cloudy skies throughout the early day today, then giving way to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. We'll have a 50% chance of rain with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight's low 77 with a 20% chance of rain, and Sunday a 30% chance of rain with a high of 92 degrees. It's NASCAR from the Michigan International Speedway tomorrow at 1 p.m. on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. It's Lou Dobbs, weekday afternoons 3 to 6 p.m. on AM 1300 WMEL. Joining Lou on Monday will be a Democratic congressman from New York State. He's been boldly facing his constituents on the issue of health care, and he'll tell Lou what he's been hearing. And the chief political columnist for Politico says that the president is losing the showmanship competition when it comes to health care town halls. He says a bit more chaos just might be the answer. Lou Dobbs, Monday afternoon 3 to 6 on AM 1300.
Hello, I'm a radio.
And I'm a TV.
We both give you the news.
And we both give you our opinions.
And we both let you call in and challenge us.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Call in, challenge, what is this?
All right, you don't take calls.
From people? The public?
Oh, no, no, that's too risky.
Well, for TV it is. Radio never had a problem with people.
Oh, you have no problem. Look at me. I'm a radio. I take calls. I can be in your car.
TV? TV? Whoa,
sorry, the cable's down again.
Oh, well, I better put on the radio and find out why.
Oh, shut up.
AM 1300 WMEL.
This is Bold Talk Business Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bold Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
Donna Anselmo. Donna Anselmo.
Good morning. This is Donna Anselmo and Bold Talk Business Radio. Thanks for being here with us again this Saturday morning. At Bold Talk Business Radio, one of the things that we do every week is we bring you a guest with some insights on special topics of interest to business owners, business professionals, job seekers, people who are looking to advance their careers in some way. And we have a very unprecedented event happening today because this is the first time that we have returned our guest 2 weeks in a row. And today we have with us Scott Dennison. And Scott is really an expert in helping people who are on the speaker circuit to understand what they need to do to really capture their market, get out and get more speeches, and actually get paid for doing them. And today in the market, it's not just about getting out and getting paid for speaking engagement at an organization, going into a corporation, or going before a not-for-profit group or a community group and imparting your message. There are a lot of things that speakers can do and any business owner can do if you have some specialized content that you want to be able to share and get out there, and you can make money with it. So what we brought Scott back to talk about is to follow up on the discussion we had last week about what's going on in the speaking industry. Last week, to recap for anyone who wasn't with us, let me tell you that we talked about how years ago, it was very easy to get a speaking engagement if you had a good message. If you had some name recognition, you'd go out there. Corporations, not-for-profits were willing to bring people in to help to motivate, train, shake up the action in a company and get people going and primed and pumped and educated for the jobs that they have to do. And so today, with the change in the economy and really kind of a trend over time, it's been a little more difficult for speakers to command the kind of money that they used to get. Scott, tell us a little bit about that. What could speakers in the past think about in terms of a expected compensation for going out and speaking before a business group?
Well, first of all, Donna, thanks very much for making me the unprecedented guest that gets to come back.
I love it, love it.
It's really an honor to be here 2 weeks in a row. Your point is a great one. The industry has changed radically. There was a time when speakers commanded big fees, and we were, in terms of big fees, celebrity speakers could get $50,000. Guys like former President Clinton were getting up $500,000 for their speeches. But even individuals and small business owners, if they had a refined message and got in front of an audience, could easily pick up a $1,000 paycheck for giving a 45-minute to an hour-long keynote-type talk.
Right, and this is really an industry. I mean, there's an industry association, there are speakers bureaus, there are lots of businesses that have actually made businesses around the speaking industry.
Very definitely.
Yeah, and so today what we want to do is we want to look at what Scott can tell us about the speaking industry and see how what we can glean and how much we can learn about what speakers can do and then apply that to what we do in our own life, because today we're talking about speakers particularly, but a lot of the tips that we're going to get today and a lot of the philosophy that we're going to hear from Scott really will track, if you think about how to apply it, it will track into your own business.
Well, really, Donna, to bring people up to where we are today, you almost have to take a quick ride back to when I first started promoting speakers in 1999. And it was fascinating to me to see, I was representing some of the biggest names in the industry. We touched on that a little bit last week. But when you would promote a big event, there were always people that didn't buy tickets. You know, some would buy a ticket and some wouldn't buy a ticket. And I was always fascinated, if you were going to bring a major influential philosopher, business person, sales trainer to somebody's city somewhere, that there would be a chance for you to hear them present their life's work and you would choose not to go. And I was fascinated by that. And ultimately what we discovered in looking really closely at it was that there are really, people were searching for content other...
Excuse me.
There were people searching for content other than what our particular speaker was presenting at that time. And somewhere that led me to do enough research to find that consumers really weren't interested in the name or the brand that the speaker brought to town. They were primarily interested in themselves, and they were looking for solutions to their own problems.
Which brings you back to the importance, no matter what business you're in, of market research so that you really understand the needs of your customers.
Absolutely. And that's really been that's an old fundamental. There are no new ones. It's kind of like trying to manufacture antiques. People would find that to be a little odd. You said, I manufacture antiques. Well, fundamentals like market research are old, and yet a lot of people overlook them in their process. So now if you speed along back to the current day, I find that there's still a whole bunch of speakers that never really glommed onto the idea that consumers were interested in themselves. And
hello.
So, and the problems that they're facing and the solutions that they need, that these people address, quite honestly, I mean, some of them are magnificent answers to the solutions that these people have.
Yet but they're not marketing them, right? They're not marketing them in a way that the customer is really going to hear.
Right, because too many speakers are still trying to promote themselves above their own message. So they market themselves by name instead of the niche or the topic that they've become experts in.
So when these speakers market themselves by name, and we understand everybody wants name recognition when you're out there in business, but what happens? Tell me a little bit. I know you've done some research on this, and you really know how well it works when people just market themselves by name as opposed to by the topic of interest to the consumer. So tell me how that has worked.
Well, I'll tell you, I did some research a few weeks ago as a part of a report that I'm writing, and I dug out names of people that I've personally worked with. These are former clients of mine or current clients of mine that are very well known in the National Speakers Association. I mean, these are iconic type players. Mm-hmm. And when you look for them by name in the search engines, I mean, obviously they appear, but then you type into some of the tools that I use for market research, and I find one of the best known female speakers that's out there had a total of 220 people searching for her by name.
Out of how many?
Well, the people that were searching for her topic was a mere 10.4 million.
So 220 to some people, they may say, hey, gee, 220 people looked for me this month. But they missed the other 10 point some odd million who really would have been interested in what they had to say. So how does that happen?
Well, it really happens because I guess you could say the speakers, you know, they want the glorification of their name. And they overlook something as simple as the fact that customers don't care about their name. They, in fact, until it, when I'm doing speaking engagements, until I am physically there and I touch a handful of people that are in that room on a deep personal level, first of all, the rest of the room is checked out. They're there, they casually listen, they're polite, and then they leave, and their lives are not affected one bit. But there's always a few who you deeply touch, you change their lives, you give them something that they don't already have. You bring them the next piece in their puzzle, and they needed that. And that happens for every speaker, everywhere they go. However, most of them don't realize that that piece of their audience, that small subset, is replicatable anywhere in the world. And this is the beauty of the internet. This is what I've been teaching now since 2003, as aggressively as I can, that you could take that small piece of your audience that you shift, that you move, and you can find them through the internet anywhere in the world. One company I represented, we had presence in 178 countries. And we were finding that everywhere that we were playing, there was a strong, strong pull for certain speakers' messages. If they were doing a powerful, inspirational talk, there were people responding to it from all over the world. Now, the truth is, most of those speakers who created those messages, who that is their unique gift, that is their message to share, they will never, ever step off an airplane in that country and deliver that message in person. And so we're just trying to close the gap, telling these speakers they can reach the rest of the world with their message. They don't have to fly. They don't need the platform until later. In essence, really, it all boils down to the idea that speakers should quit trying to be speakers and instead be content providers who speak as one way of distributing their message.
Excellent. Tell me a little bit about some of the other people that you've researched, and did you get similar findings, or what would make a difference in terms of closing that gap between the people who are looking for someone's name and the people who are searching for the content of the subject area?
Well, again, it comes back to good marketing savvy, and that's, you and I have that in common. I mean, you certainly understand marketing from one perspective, and I have it from a little different perspective, but they're both taking people in the right direction.
Right. I want to let our listeners know that this is Donna Anselmo at Bold Talk Business Radio, and we're here with guest expert Scott Dennison, who has been working with speakers across the country to help them to expand their business and their business capabilities.
Thank you. So you were asking about some other numbers similar to the first person I spoke about. This man is one of the just nicest people in the whole industry. He's a tremendous inspiration to a lot of his peers. Former president of the National Speakers Association, amongst many others. So he won't easily be identified just by that. But this man has spoken all over the world, touched lives for years and years and years, and really written some of the seminal work of our time. He had a total of 2,500 people search for him in the month of June. Online by his name,
which might be good, 2,500 if you can close a few of those in a month.
Well, sure. However, the key topics that he speaks on, motivation and strategy, had about 17 million people searching for it.
So what can one do to close the gap, reduce the distance between the number of people who search for you by your name, which obviously you may have name recognition in certain circles, but somebody wouldn't know to search your name if they'd never heard of you, but they're certainly still looking for your message. So how do you close that gap? What are some of the strategies people can use, Scott?
Well, the first thing that I say to my clients and to people that have invested in my courses over the years is really, the first thing you've got to do is be very clear on your passion, and that becomes your speech in most cases. So we got to turn your speech into a product that people can experience. And so in essence, I tell my clients to record everything that you do. Take a recorder with you, get a decent microphone, plug it in, and record everything, because you never know what you'll use it for later. So if you didn't record it, you don't have it to work with.
Let's take me for an example. I'm Donna Anselmo. I'm the CEO of a marketing company, Bold Marketing Solutions. I was out last week speaking at the Women's Business Expo for Florida Tech, and I had a particular piece of content that I delivered, which was called Power Marketing in a Tough Economy. Let's talk about that as the specific example. What do we do with it? If you were advising me, Scott, what would you tell me to do next?
Well, it's usually events like that come into all of our lives whenever you present yourself in this fashion. You get a chance to go speak to a group somewhere. Oftentimes the check that's associated with showing up is real close to zero. I mean, they might give you a piece of tough rubber chicken and a glass of stale tea, but more
often than not today, what happens is the perspective of the organization is we're exposing you and there's a value to that. So you come out, and if you pull a client out of that, that's up to you.
Right.
But in the meantime, we'll give you the opportunity to let people know who you are and what you do.
Right. We're not knocking those opportunities because they're really good ones.
Uh-huh.
Even if you are speaking for free. But what I tell people is, look, most every speaker uses an evaluation form. They want to pass that form at some point in the process and get some feedback for what did you learn from what I was doing. Did you get any impact from it at all? And we oftentimes will offer a gift at the door, you know, or send them something by email that they'll benefit from for filling it out. But we added one thing to it that changed a lot of speakers' direction. Was simply at the bottom of the evaluation form, we put a little checkbox and a little ordering form and said, would you like to receive the CD of today's presentation? Because a lot of people, the ones who are touched, they want to hear able to get. And they want to be able to go back and dissect without that, and they want to be able to pull the juice out of it. So what if you had that recorder with you, and you pulled the recording, and you turned it into a CD, and for the handful of that audience that filled in their name, filled in their credit card information, or even you could give it to them for free, but say for $7.95, I'll mail you the CD from this presentation. Would you go back and turn $1.50 in costs into $7.95? I think most people would go, well, that's an excellent investment, and now you've got product on the street. So that's one simple way that any speaker could work. But if you go beyond that, really I teach a lot about how to use the web, how to use the internet to really promote yourself well. And to do that, there's a handful of things that someone would want to do. They'd want to have a powerful web presence. I mean, they really want to be strong on the internet. And one of the great ways to do that is multimedia, video. You see, people like to watch more so than they like to read. And that's one thing we've seen over the last few years, that as video has gotten itself together in such a way, and the bandwidth has expanded so that video could be delivered easily,
mm-hmm.
We see that the really long sales letters that used to be so popular on the internet are slowly drying up, and they're being replaced with a little window of somebody like the two of us sitting here having a conversation, and that just communicates on a deep level. And there's a whole bunch of reasons which we probably don't have time to get into. But so you'd want to use some multimedia on your website. Autoresponders is a really excellent tool, and Autoresponders is just a computer program that allows you, once you've got my email address, to automatically send me and everybody else in my group the same email instantly. And so it's just like a bulk mailing system, and I can set them up and I can program them to deliver at certain times. If you're doing any marketing to a list of people who've expressed interest in what you do, an autoresponder is a low-cost, high-impact way to do that.
Let's touch one moment on list building. How important is that?
Oh, I think it's the most important thing. Every single person I know that makes a high income from being online and marketing online does so through their list. They've developed a list, and in essence, if you wanted to try to snapshot it, a list is a relationship. It allows you to say, Scott, I want to know more about what you do. I'm willing to learn more from you. I'm willing to give you my email address in exchange for the information you send me. And so that begins the relationship. Now, the next thing that I think everyone should be doing is blogging. I refer to a blog as living content. See, the internet used to be very static and very stale. now the internet is very much alive, and people want to see your content constantly being updated. The search engines also love it when you update your information.
What's your blog address, Scott?
Well, you can find me at unforgettablespeakers.com. And there's two T's in unforgettable, so it's www.unforgettablespeakers.com.
I've got something on my blog. It's called the All Good Thoughts Experiment, and the blog is boldblogger.wordpress.com. So I invite our listeners to check it out.
Excellent. In fact, I like what you do, and I've seen some radical changes in the way you're marketing here just since you and I have met. So,
and as you know, you were my inspiration.
Well, so you're to be congratulated. You're listening, which is excellent.
Thank you. We're getting there. Even marketing, busy, I'll have trouble keeping up because we're so busy out there marketing other people that it, it takes some time for us to make time for ourselves. So thanks for spurring that.
My pleasure, Donna. It's always good to try to help my friends and see them do better. All right, so really the last two things that we want to try to squeeze in here is once you've got a dynamic website, search engine optimization is where you're going to get an awful lot of your traffic. But don't buy into all the black magic hype that's out there. It's very simple. There's a handful of things that you do on the page to optimize it.
And optimize it means that you're doing a few things behind the scenes of your website with the way that you're coding information so that search engines, which have spiders that crawl the web to find that information, can find you.
That's it. If you want to sum it up in a nutshell, that's exactly what it is. The other half of search engine optimization, maybe it's as much as 75%, is other people rating your content and saying that your content is valuable. And so that would be considered inbound links, other people linking to your website, telling their audiences that you've got something worth sharing.
We've got 1 minute left. Can you give us a quick wrap-up of the last thing you would want people to know as we're summing up?
I would say, Donna, in a nutshell, that basically the time is now to be clear on your passion, have a message that people want, deliver it to them in the format that they want it, and use the internet to be able to reach a subset of your audience all over the world. You can learn more about me at unforgettablespeakers.com, and it's been my honor and my pleasure to be here.
Thank you, listeners. We've been with Bold Talk Business Radio. This is Donna Anselmo. Bold Talk Business Radio airs every Saturday morning at 9:07 a.m. after the news. Please join us again next Saturday, and have a wonderful weekend. Signing off at Bold Talk Business Radio.
This is Bold Talk Business Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bold Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
Donna Anselmo. Donna Anselmo.
Listen Saturday nights to Sybil Gage and the Stormy Monday Show on AM 1300 WMEL. Sybil features the music of blues, jazz, and R&B artists, a new artist every week. Enjoy the music and intelligent commentary from Sybil Gage every Saturday night at 7. That's the Stormy Monday Show on AM 1300 WMEL.
Clark Howard is on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL, weekday afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. Daily, Clark answers questions and talks consumer affairs. He'll help you save dollars in so many different ways, you'll just have to listen weekdays 1 to 3 p.m. to find out. Clark Howard, now on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL.
Hello, friends. This is Steve Erlanger, publisher of the Hometown News. Hometown News has been voted one of the top three community newspapers in the country for six straight years. Do you know why? Well, you will when you read it. Join over 120,000 of your friends and neighbors and sign up for your free subscription.